This is the Education Report. This week, we have a longer report, so we will present it in two parts. Here's part one. Ghana's official national language is English, but for most citizens, English is also a second language. Until recently, children in the country had to learn English as soon as they entered school, but many had little contact with English, especially those in poor rural areas. As a result, many Ghanaian children never learned to read and write. The National Literacy Acceleration Program, NALAP, was designed to help deal with this problem. The countrywide program opened in 2010. It teaches reading and writing in local languages during a 2-year kindergarten program and during grades 1 through 3. Then, in grade 4, children begin to study in English only. Sofalaba is a rare language with about 7,000 speakers in several towns in northern Ghana. It is mainly a spoken language. Among Sofalaba speakers, the literacy rate in English is only 8%. Public school teachers in northern Ghana teach reading and writing in English and Gonja, one of the more common native languages in the area. Sofalaba had no written form until 2003. A research team of Ghanaian and American educators are working to change that.
Paul Schaefer grew up in Ghana and works for the Christian-based non-governmental organization GILLBT. That stands for Ghana Institute of Linguistics, Literacy, and Bible Translation. Beginning in 1998, he and his wife, Jennifer Schaefer, studied the Sofalaba language. They worked together with Sofalaba speakers to develop a way to write the language. They use this written language in adult literacy programs and published short books for the students to read. Edie Bayaya is the main Sofalaba literacy teacher. He is a farmer who had a few years of primary school education. Mr. Bayaya attended government-supported classes in Gonja and learned to be a literacy facilitator in that language. Since 2009, Mr. Bayaya has taught a nightly literacy class in his northern Ghanaian hometown, Mandari. He trained several other people to teach Sofalaba literacy in Mandari. Then he began literacy classes in 2 other Sofalaba-speaking villages.
Soon, children started coming to the adult classes. The young people learned the written language quickly. Paul Schaefer says the classes helped people learn the many ways written language could help them. He says they also learned that children who learn to read and write in their own language can use those skills in a second language and do better in school. This is the end of the first part of this week's Education Report. See our website, learningenglish.voanews.com, after Friday, May 1st, for the whole story and a video. Or just tune in to next week's Education Report to hear the rest of the story.